The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
Selfie mirrors, goodie bags, chocolate fountains, commune costs are out of control, and so is the one man upmanship even between parents. So says Tanya Sweeney in the Irish Independent this week. Well, joining us now is events planner Tara O'Connor. Tara, has it all got ludicrously out of control?
Good afternoon. I don't think so. I think that, you know, I kind of agree with some things Tanya was saying, but I think parents will really only spend what budget they have, particularly, you know, with the cost of living and that. But they are, I always say to them, they are like mini weddings. But you know, we've had two in our house, so...
Mini weddings? Is that not a bit mad?
Well, go big or go home. No, but like if you have, like, every child, all they want is a bouncy castle. And I know it's about... you know, the church and God and, you know, the host and so on. But like, you know, what I remember when I was younger was a Knickerbocker Glory in Blake's in Stillorgan and the envelopes of cash you got. Yeah. So I don't remember the church bit. I remember the white dress. And, you know, I'm not saying, you know, to make light of the church and what the whole sacrament is about, but the celebration is really important because it's time to celebrate with your family.
Okay,
but and that's why families and you know, mom and dads go all out.
Chocolate fountains, goodie bags.
Yeah, why not?
Selfie mirrors, sparkly dance floors.
No, I'd say no to all of them.
Mobile recording studios.
Oh, maybe. Well, a karaoke machine. We all need a karaoke machine. No, but like, you know, it's about you're bringing people into your home, and generally people have them in their back gardens. And very luckily, like, our summer in Ireland has been May and June the last 4 or 5 years. So the weather is good and you can entertain outside if you're lucky enough to have a garden. So, you know, why not? I'm like, by the way, you can buy all those items you mentioned in Smith's or in a toy shop or in Middle Isles. So you don't have to go out, or you can hire them, you know, you can go to a company and hire all your plates, all everything, and leave them back dirty the next day. You got to make it easy for you.
Easy for you though, Tara, but super expensive. And I know you're saying people stay within their budgets, but certainly Tanya Sweeney was saying people are spending between 1,500 and 5 grand on these things. People are taking out loans. That's not within that. That's, by the way, I also went to Blake's in Stillorgan for my communion. I had a half chicken and chips and a Knickerbocker Glory as well. I think that must have been the standard thing to do of people in a certain catchment area. But there was no party or anything. It was like literally went out for lunch with your family, and that was it. Is there not a pressure now to deliver some kind of a magical day that actually kind of overshadows the point of the whole thing in the first place?
Yeah, I think the parents put the pressure on, if I'm honest. And it is. I don't think it is. You know, I've had two communions in my house. I'm an event planner. I do organise communions. I do at least two a year for clients. And it's not about trying to keep up with the Joneses. It's really what you want in your home and in your garden and for your family and friends.
Can I cut in there? Is it not... Yes. Sorry, Tara, sorry to cut across you. Mm. Is it not totally about keeping up with the Joneses? And sorry, are we not all victim of that?
We are to a little degree, but any of them I've experienced planning or working with clients and even my own, no, I just wanted to give a wonderful day for both my sons.
Can I be rude enough? And if you don't want to answer it, absolutely fine. Tell us, like, what did your day look like?
So I did a festival of faith for... So the first one was in COVID, so we had 12 people.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was literally, we got a caterer, we got a bouncy castle, but there was very few kids there. But the next one, we went all out. I did a festival of faith. I had two huge bouncy castles, a helter-skelter, I had a pizza machine, I had a coffee trailer that was doing cocktails, I had a music guy.
I want to go to your parties, I have to say. But is that what, I mean, sorry, I'm not trying to be critical around them, but just playing devil's advocate. Is that what First Communions are about or should be about?
No, they should be about the sacrament. I
know. You sound like you've been tricked into saying that. Do you know, someone has sent a really interesting text.
And you're very honest, Tara, I have to say.
Yeah, you are, because someone has sent a really interesting text. They say, this is insane. If that's what's expected for communion, what's expected for confirmation or their 18th? Where does it end? Ridiculous. And there is a bit of that, isn't there? If they're getting a Billie Jean dance floor for their communion, like, what the hell? Like... what about building up to things over the course of your life?
The communion is after a first birthday party. It is the next big family celebration. Confirmation is still very much going out for dinner to a restaurant. You know, we've had two in our house. It's, you know, and I know.
So you're saying communions are bigger than confirmations?
Oh, yes. And then that's the last. I always say to clients, I'll see you when the kids are 18 or 21. That is the last big hurrah until even weddings for, yeah.
Okay. Hands up here. Like, I'm asking all this. Like, we did a big thing for each of the three communes and the three confirmations. Now, we didn't have dance floors and all that kind of stuff. We did have bouncy castles. We definitely did. And we did.
But that's all right.
We did have food.
It sounds to
there
me
was
like
drink.
Bouncy,
not for the kids, obviously, but
bouncy
for the adults.
Castles are like kind of bargain basement is what people, that they're like the low bar that people expect now.
Yeah. It was a good day.
Bouncy castles plus. I mean, yeah. Bouncy Castle doesn't seem that much anymore.
No, because it's the entertainment, it's the karaoke machines, as you said, it's the selfie mirrors. I mean, particularly if it's a little girl, you know, they want all the big boomerang, they want to do their TikTok dances. They, you know, it's like, not that she'll be on TikTok at that age. But you know what I mean? It is, but it's, I'll tell you who's to blame for this. It's social media.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? This is Instagram.
Yeah, and we all want to go up and put up the picture of little Polly or little John, you know, with a big balloon and, you know, a big extravagant.
It's good for business,
party.
Though, Tara.
We'll be firing little Polly and little
it's
John out of cannons.
You're on it. Yeah, it is good for your business.
Yeah.
It is. But it's good for, like, I'm telling you now, like, May is the busiest month. I was picking up a cake this morning for a communion tomorrow and I was chatting to Jenny and Sweetie Pie. I said, look, on average, you know, May, she goes, May is her busiest month. And, like, she does a lot of weddings and birthdays and everything. I said, on average, how many communion cakes do you do a week? And she said 10. Now, these are works of art. Like, that is a lot.
It's a lot of expense as well. Can I ask you a question? And maybe it's a bit of a loaded one. And Jane and I, and neither of us are taking pot shots at you, but we're just kind of is it not a bit ostentatious or vulgar, this level of excess for a 7-year-old?
No, because in some occasions, I know, like for us, when we did Drew's big party, we hadn't seen a lot of people in 2 or 3 years. We were all locked up. So, you know, and then we can go outside.
Yeah. You know, I'm wondering, is that where this came from? People being cut off for a couple of years meant when the parties came back, they got bigger?
100%.
And we can't blame COVID on this now. We can blame COVID on lots
for everything. I blame lockdown for everything.
There's so many families you will meet at the school gates and they will say to you, no, we're going out to a local restaurant, but we are going away in the morning to Euro Disney or to go see a Liverpool or Man United or whatever team they want. A lot of families opt for that too. So Tara, it very much depends on what your parents want.
Can I read you a few of the texts that are coming in?
Yeah.
If you want to scale back things, take it out of the hands of the mums and let the dads organise things. Never mind bouncy castles. You'd be lucky if they have clean faces. There's certainly truth in that. We have gone so American, i.e. tacky, excess all the way. We know the price of everything, the value of nothing. And somebody else says it's all for show. Most never see a church again. What do you think of that?
Well, I blame the GAA for putting matches and games on a Sunday morning while we don't see churches. But yeah, no, look, I do understand, like, it has become, you know, I would be a practicing Catholic, so I'm not a bouncy castle Catholic, but it has become very much that you do just go to communion. You know, each school has their own way of doing it, but you have to go to a certain amount of services throughout the year. And it is like, but I don't remember the church part from my growing up. I remember the cards and the Knickerbocker glories. So I think it depends on, like, who what your parents instill in you and whether, you know, a lot of us, you both working mom and dads. Mm. Sunday used to be a day of faith. You put on your best dress.
You know, it is interesting because we're having this conversation and every other 5 minutes on the show and on every other media outlet show, we're talking about the cost of living crisis. There's something here that doesn't quite add up between selfie mirrors and lit up dance floors and nobody can heat their houses. I don't know what exactly that disconnect is.
You're getting into dangerous territory here, but you have a point.
Yes.
Okay, Tara, listen, you're a good sport. Thanks indeed for coming
on. No problem.
Tara O'Connor there. Really interesting. Events planner, Tara O'Connor.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. This is News Talk.